With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Former President Donald Trump wrapping up the pressure on his main GOP opponent to get out of the presidential race. Donna Warder has the report.
Trump easily won Tuesday's Republican primary in New Hampshire.
You know, we won New Hampshire three times now, three.
But he used his victory speech to attack former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, who finished second.
Let's not have somebody take a victory when she had a very bad night.
Haley is the last major challenger now that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has ended his presidential bid. But Haley says she's staying in. I'm Donna Warner.
Also at SRNnews.com, Russian officials say a military transport plane carrying 65 Ukrainian prisoners of war, six crew and three people accompanying them, has crashed in Russia's Belgorod region that's near Ukraine.
It wasn't immediately clear what caused the crash, which occurred around 11 a.m. Russian time. It's also not known if anyone survived. The authorities are investigating the cause, and the Defense Ministry says a special military commission is on the way to the crash site. Earlier Wednesday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said a major Russian missile attack that apparently was devised to overwhelm Ukraine's air defenses had killed 18 people and injured at least 130. Ukraine's marking the 700th day since the full-scale invasion by the Kremlin's forces started. I'm Charles DeLatesma.
In consumer news, Ford recalling nearly 1.9 million Explorer SUVs in the U.S. because a trim piece can fly off and create a hazard for other drivers. The recall covering Explorers from the 2011 through 2019 model years. This is SRN News. The repeal of Roe v. Wade, a big victory, but one pro-life leader says the movement still has a lot of work to do.
After the Dobbs decision came down, well, the pro-life movement was found without an adequate strategy to translate that into winning political action. And so, quite frankly, we have lost battle after battle, even in unexpected places like the state of Kentucky.
Dr. Albert Moeller of the Southern Baptist Convention.
Our challenge in defending the sanctity and dignity of every single human life, including life in the womb, that may turn out to be, indeed, right now, looks as if it is a far greater challenge than we thought just a matter of 2 or 3 years ago. But we must remain undaunted because this is the challenge to which we are called.
2024 may turn out to be a critical year in the abortion battle, with several states putting the question to a vote of the people. You can hear more from Dr. Moeller in his daily briefing at albertmoeller.com. This is SRN News. Online retailer eBay Incorporated will cut 1,000 jobs, or an estimated 9% of its full-time workforce. The company's number of employees and cost have exceeded how much the business is growing in a slowing economy. Los Angeles County is counting its homeless population.
Up to 6,000 volunteers with the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority are spending 3 days counting how many people in the county lack shelter. It's an annual count, and the goal is to estimate how many people are living on the streets and what services they may need, such as mental health or drug addiction treatment. The count is mandated by the federal government for cities to receive certain kinds of funding, and this year's count comes amid a surging population of people living in cars, tents, and makeshift street shelters. I'm Donna Warder.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.